I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about authors, local authors. A lot of folks in Lorain County are very talented and know how to put together some great stories. And also, there's a lot of great artists, and they're kind of combining their efforts. We have with us this morning Debbie Bourne from the Elyria Artworks Gallery. Good morning, Debbie. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
I see that, drive by that every day on Broad Street.
Well, you need to stop in there.
And you've got a lot of displays going on there as well. How often are you open? What is the gallery's open accessibility for the public at this point?
Well, we are somewhat limited because we're mostly, we're all volunteers that work there. But we are open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 to 4.
And I know that you try to be open when they have the farmer's market going on.
Yes, that's on Saturday mornings, 10 to 3.
That's not too far from where you're, that's at open space, right?
Yeah, it's right next door.
Right next door,
it's really fun.
And you have a special event coming up on the 30th from 11 to 3 at the gallery. Talk about this. You invited the international writers to come. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Elyria Arts Council is hosting, I call it a Summer Writers Fest. I don't know what the International Writers Council called it, but we are going to have several, I think about 8 to 10 local writers, all people from Lorain County, published writers, and they're going to be there to promote their books, but mostly so you can meet them, get to know what they do. It's kind of exciting. You get to talk to them one-on-one.
Kind of get an insight, not only about their books, but just what it's like to be able to become a published author, which is not an easy thing to do, that's for sure.
Exactly. They will be very happy to give you some hints on how to publish, some of the trials and tribulations of trying to self-publish, and mostly the successes of publishing. They would be glad to talk about what they do. They love to talk.
When I was reading some of this information of it, I am familiar with the Friends of Helen Steiner Rice. That's sort of how this group started some 10 years ago, and they've kind of morphed into the name of International Writers Association, Friends of Helen Steiner Rice, to kind of give an indication of what it is. Authors and their people now can understand it, so they're going to be able to share some of that information. In a way, you share a very similarity as someone in the arts world. You have something that you create, and then you hope to share it with the public, and it's the same way, whether it becomes in a book form or a pottery or a painting.
Very good. You mentioned Friends of Helen Steiner Rice. That was started by Dr. Hilaire Tevener, she is the most fun person I know. I just love this woman, and she will be there, and you really need to meet her. She's written several travel books, but she also wrote a book called None of This and None of That, talking about her time as a former Franciscan nun. And the woman is hilarious. It's just a great, just to come visit her, if no one else. But also we do combine writing. We have a great venue for writing, local artists. All the artists in our gallery are local artists. Most of them are from Elyria. All of them are from within Lorain County.
So talk about, you mentioned you had one of these, I think, in the winter time.
We did.
So what's the procedure? How are things set up, and what can people expect if they come into the gallery on that Saturday?
Oh, okay. We have several tables set up inside the gallery, so you can come in and meet the writers, tour the gallery, and at each table they'll have, of course, their books there, but they will have a place for you to sit and just talk with them, and they would love to talk to you. It's all free. There are no fees for this event. We just want you to come and find out who we are and see all the great talents that right here in Lorain County, writers, artists, pottery, jewelry makers, all kinds of things.
And they'll have their books there. As anybody who they want to sell their wares, come and talk, but maybe even to buy it, and they'll happily autograph it too.
They will. I have some I bought at the Winter's Writers Fest that I bought for Christmas presents, and people really seem to have enjoyed those. Having them written to that person, a personalized book, is a wonderful, wonderful present. And we had so much fun at the winter one that they asked to do it again, and it was very successful. So please come. It's a great crowd. It's a great visit. Right next door to the farmer's market, too.
So you can pick up some roots and vegetables there, and also then a book to read during the summertime, too. I'm looking at some of the authors that they have. I might as well name some of them, because if people are familiar, they'll want to know if there's fans of these authors as well. Debbie
Alfario,
Melba Asbury, Miranda Gargis, Dr. Craig Kohler, Phyllis Levine, Robert Moore, Shardae Scott, Brittany Sidoti, and Dr. Hillary Tavener, as you mentioned as well. And they'll have copies of their books, being able
they
to share
will.
Some of their stories, too.
You know, when you look at the art scene here in Lorain County or in the city of Elyria, how would you describe it? Is it growing? Is it thriving?
It's growing. And we are encouraging any artists out there to please come and show us your work. We would like to have an opportunity to show you or have you give you a chance to show what you can do. And it is growing. We have some projects coming. There's some murals being painted downtown Elyria, which you're going to see. Our actual Arts Council has begun to kind of change the face of Elyria. It's a very encouraging, beautiful thing.
Right. A lot of times there is an arts organization in some communities to try to bring a different feel to it, and there are always ones to kind of spruce things up with all the color and creativity. What part of the Art Council do you are you involved with, or what kind of art do you do?
I'm a mixed media artist. I have a few things in there, but I'm nothing compared to some of the. Oh, we have some fantastic artists in there. But I do several things. I think my midlife crisis was I wanted to be an artist, so I went out and tried.
And at the moment, you're the big advocate for all the artists.
I am. It's so exciting to see these changes being made by the Arts Council. Just by having this presence here, I think it's a great benefit to our city.
Right. And you're in the old Brandow building, if I'm
yes,
not
the
mistaken.
Old Brandow building.
People who have been down to Elyria and are familiar with that area as well. And again, this is the Meet the Author Book Fair, or what do you call it?
I called it the Summer Writers Fest because I just thought that was a good name.
I like that. Well, it's summertime and the writers will be there, along with the folks from you mentioned the farmers market mm-hmm. as well. People can come down. So a lot of activity happening. Again, it's this Saturday taking place. From 11 to 3. If people want to find out more about some of this, where's a good place for them to check anything out?
Well, it will be at, like you said, at the old Brandow building, but not everybody knows what that building is. It's 332 Broad Street. 332 Broad Street in Elyria, right across from Shane Furniture. And just drop in and we'll give you all the information you need.
Sounds great. Thanks for joining us this morning, Debbie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for
having
me.
Debbie Bourne of the Elyria Artworks Gallery joining us.